My name is Jason Daiba, and you're listening to the Passion Podcast, where I get to talk to artists, speakers, and culture makers who have focused their lives on the fame of Jesus. Today, I'm talking to the worship leaders of Passion Music, Christian Stanfill, Brett Yonker, and Melody Malone. Their newest album, Follow You Anywhere, is just one in a long lineage of worship albums and worship songs stretching all the way back to 1997. In our conversation, Christian Stanfill shared what it was like to step into this movement.
For us, I know that I became aware of the Passion movement when I was in high school and started cluing in as a young worship leader to the songs that were being written, to the messages that were being preached. It was just like changing my world. Mm-hmm. And so when we stepped in to carry what we're carrying as Passion Music now, I think all of us understood that we were stepping into something that had been stewarded very well.
Yeah.
And our heroes came before us at Passion, you know. It's amazing to get up close to those people who you call a hero and realize that they're the real deal,
yeah.
You know, that they really do love God.
The Charlie Halls.
And the Chris
David
Tomlin
Crowder,
and Matt Redman, and Christy and Nathan and David. And, as well as Louis and Beth and Piper and mm-hmm. Francis Chan, all these people who really helped shape our theology, you know, what we think about God.
Yeah.
And so for us, we were hyper aware of, wow, you know, what a stewardship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I really got to give it to, you know, guys like Chris Tomlin and Christy, who quite literally handed off like the baton and just said, I remember getting texts from Christy and Chris and Matt, you know, a few years back when really like the change was happening, you know, and they were just like, this is y'all's now.
Yeah.
It's yours to carry, go in freedom and lead boldly. And I was terrified, but also, we were ready and we're so grateful. So for us, you know, as Passion Music, what we're trying to do is it's the musical expression of the vision of Passion. You know, we're writing songs that carry the glory of God and the hope of the cross, a life lived surrendered to Jesus. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we carry as Passion Music because that is what Passion is since day one.
Yeah.
These are the things that Passion has embodied and valued. Mm-hmm. And so for us, those are the songs we try and write. Those are the things we try to lead people toward. And it really, that's the spirit of what we do.
So you're not just a band.
No. No, and I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Because that could be a really, you know, bands are groups of people, but being rooted and anchored in a movement of people who are moving together to make Jesus known to the ends of the earth, that's the team that you want to be on. Not just one band making music for that band, but we are, it's so much bigger than that. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I mean, even just, you know, philosophically, you know, worship music is that expression. It's an expression of what God's doing among a group of people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I love how our pastor Louis has said this, that the music of Passion is the tip of the arrow mm-hmm. or the tip of the spear. And that's what's usually gone out before everything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people for the last however many years have come into contact with this music. Mm-hmm. And you might have even been sitting in your church and singing some of these songs and you have no idea where it comes from, who wrote it, mm-hmm. Where it kind of had its beginnings. And a lot of this music has had its beginnings in what God's been doing through Passion, but the thing is about that, the tip of the arrow is you begin to understand that there's much more to that, mm-hmm. and that's what Christian's talking about too, with just this way of thinking, this way of seeing and knowing God. Jesus is central in our lives, that it doesn't all begin and end with us, but it all begin and ends with Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those songs then have become this expression of that. And then if you keep digging down into that, you see Passion City Church and you see this generation of young people who've, you know, things like the End It movement or these expressions. And all of a sudden you see, wow, there's so much more to what God is doing than just the music. But I just love it because the music, you begin to see how what God has put in people's hearts it's this unifying thing of what God has been doing in all of us, you know, that's resonating within not just the musicians and not just the, but it's this idea that wow, we've got this revelation of God is so great and so glorious, but we're not the only ones feeling that. We're not the only ones seeing that. Mm-hmm. That's being seen by many, many people. Mm-hmm. And really, that's the church, you know? And so, that's what passion music, you know, that's the thing that we're carrying.
I love that. I love the way you said that of just, you know, the music usually is maybe the first thing that hits people.
Right.
But we're not just here to make music.
Right.
It's really going back to the glory of God intersecting our lives in our unique spots and in the unique ways that He's set us up. The people around the world who sing these songs, each of them is going to be a carrier of the glory of God in some way.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I think, too, if you had talked to us 10, 15 years ago, none of us, I think, would have ever said, oh, we'll be sitting here today. This is the mantle we'll be carrying.
Like, that would have been a real treat to talk to me 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing then, basically, I think all of us have fallen in love with Jesus and just wanted to be faithful to whatever He put in our hands, whatever that meant, day in and day out. And we would had no idea that this was in store. We didn't know this is where He was going to take us, but we just wanted to say, Jesus, we love You. This is not about us. We want to live for Your glory. And so what does that look like day in and day out? And this is where we've ended up. And so I think for all of us, not just for us sitting here today, not even just for worship leaders and musicians, but for anyone, it's just what is my passion? What has God put in my heart? I love Him. I love to do this. I want to be faithful with whatever He puts in my hands to walk in that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's not just the music. It's a movement of following God, being open and ready and willing to do what He gives each of us. And it didn't start with us. It's not going to end with us.
No.
But just looking at that over the years, there's so many monumental albums that have come through passion, so much so that there's distinct markers in my life that like I can link back to specific songs and specific albums. Like, Christian, when you led Jesus Paid It All back in, what was that, like 2006, and that whole Everything Glorious album. Like, I hear that song and it connects me to a moment in time. Yeah. Same thing, like God of the City, that song is just like, it just resonates with where I was in life, and it brings me to looking back on that part of my life, a way that I can glorify God, just thinking about how those songs intersected my life at that moment.
Yeah.
All the way up to just, 2017, Glorious Day, Worthy of Your Name. Mm-hmm. It's cool to look back on those now and to think about that. One of the things I've been wondering with this new album, Follow You Anywhere, is when you guys sat down to look, not only look back, but to look forward at what God might do with these songs, where do you begin with that? When you've got like a blank slate and you're trusting Jesus to guide you, like where does that process begin?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you ever really know that you're starting a record, per se. Like, I think you just start making yourself available, again, to the creative process and what God is teaching you, what God is showing you. I know for us, after conference is over, I feel like I've been turned upside down and emptied completely of any bit of physical strength, emotional stability, creatively. I've just been dumped out because we all pour heart and soul completely into what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so it takes me a couple months really to start hearing again and like receiving and filling back up, but when you do sense that God is leading you into something new territory, you just make yourself available to it. Mm-hmm. And you start down that path of creating and writing and listening and dreaming again. And you don't really know what it's going to be yet. And that's why I love, one of the things I love the most about songwriting, and especially songwriting for a record that's going to be recorded, you can't see the full picture.
Yeah.
You know, each little creative moment in a year is like a brushstroke. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and you're creating something, but you really don't know what you're creating yet.
So true.
And, but then you get to the point where we're at now with Follow You Anywhere, and you look at this collection of songs and you go, man, God, You are so good and You are so wise and You're so, all of Your ways are perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this collection of songs is for this moment, for our church, for the church around the world, for Passion 2019.
Yeah.
It is the perfect collection of songs. And there's no way that any of us could have written down on a piece of paper and said, here's what we need, you know?
So you don't start with album title.
Right.
Follow You Anywhere.
Totally.
Track
that's
one
right,
will be.
Right.
Wouldn't that be easy?
That would be awesome. But there are so many songs that no one will ever hear that got written this year.
You're saying you guys write songs for these albums. You write more than you actually end
tons.
Up putting
it? Oh, yeah.
Tons and tons and tons.
Oh, Jason, if you only knew.
And, you know, credit to Brett and to Melody, to Sean, to all of the amazing songwriters that are part of this that worked tirelessly just to make themselves available to what God was saying right then and there.
Because
you just never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to think about just even in the creative process is it is being open and available. And, you know, I think a lot of different things begin to drive what, like, for example, for this record, what things were about. You know, I think one of the things that we noticed was, hey, we really need to come around the idea of joy, and we need to bring joy into how these songs feel and sound, because, mm-hmm. you know, the scripture says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not necessarily a record that's like, oh, that's the joy song, you know what I mean? Like, it's not J-O-Y down in my heart, you know, but like... But what I think that is doing is like those are things that God is putting inside of us. There's holy discontent, and what there is us showing up and doing the work, and like it's in the faithfulness of daily doing that, and as you're steadily walking with God, doing what He's called you to do, carrying what He's put in your hands, and then what is amazing and mysterious, the music is a very mysterious thing. I mean, me and my wife were talking about this the other day at dinner. It's like, it's not real, but yet it means so much to us, you know? It's like, it's in the air. It's air, you know?
This is typical dinner conversation
totally.
At the Yonker
it
household.
It is. Well, yes.
the abstract qualities of music.
Right. Yeah. So come hang. It's fun. But it's so mysterious. But at the same time, how when you do, you hold out your hands, and then you watch how God was working. Even, you know, as we're sitting in church, and we're singing some of these new songs, and I'm going, I had no idea how much I needed this song right now.
So true.
What I'm walking through in my life, and I wasn't even thinking about those things 6 months ago when we started working on this.
Yeah.
And to me, that's where you go, this isn't us. This is God working through, and this is God doing what He had already planned to do even since before the foundations of the earth. And that's how awesome He is.
Yeah.
You know,
I just see so many times how, you know, I think you can think of the creative process and you can get in a box and get in a room, but really and truly you have to have life experience and you have to pull from whatever God is doing in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the times that you've spent with Him. And so it's like what Brett was saying, it's being available. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I don't even know what that is until after the fact. Like Christian was saying, I look back at this record and see certain things. I was like, oh, that's what God was doing in that moment.
Yeah.
God was preparing me to write this piece or preparing my heart for this. And it's just a reminder to me that nothing is wasted, that God always he's going to turn everything for good, like He says in Romans, and He's going to use it all. And so even if we don't know what this situation is, and this might be a really, you know, a hard relational thing that I'm walking through or a really difficult time for my family, but those are always opportunities for me to look and see, okay, what is God doing in this and how does He want to bring Himself glory through this?
Yeah.
And it's just drawing from all of those experiences in life and saying, okay, how do I put that to words that can help other people be able to voice what they might not know? Oh, this is what I need to say to God today.
Love
that. This is what God wants to hear from me today.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. We can move on from this, but I just had this thought while she was saying that a few years back, I remember maybe before Passion 2016, I was so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
I was so stressed out. And I had so much anxiety because I was like, this record, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know if it's ever going to get finished. I don't know if the songs are right.
Mm-hmm.
Have we written all the songs? And I was talking to a friend about it, and man, God just convicted my heart while I was kind of just confessing all this to a friend that what a selfish way to think in this process, what a prideful way to think that I have to like manhandle this thing to become something, or that I could even do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
No one can. Mm-hmm. God can. And he cares about it way more than I do.
Mm, yes.
So I'm just going to put it in his hands. You know, mm-hmm. it's the line of bigger than I thought you were. I will rest in the Father's hands, leave the rest in the Father's hands.
That's great.
And man, did I get, my joy level went up big time when that happened. I'm like, this isn't about me. It's not about what I can, now I want to work hard.
Yeah.
But just relax and let God be God, you know?
Yeah. So. You've each had a hand in writing some of the songs on this album, Follow You Anywhere. And you've had a hand in arranging them and, of course, leading them, recording them. For each of you, personally, which of these, there's 10 songs on the album, which of these has collided with you in a personal way? Mm.
For me right now, Bigger Than I Thought is, wow. I mean, I'm really having a moment with that just in life. And I'm really, really grateful for that song. Sean wrote that song. I'm not sure who he wrote that song
Natalie.
With.
But,
Natalie and Swoop. Yeah. Mm. And I'm so grateful for that song. You know, when we talk about making a record, we talk about that light and shadow, kind of the balance of a record, you mm-hmm. know? And so you have these songs that are, you know, big anthems for the church and talk about songs of surrender, kind of more intimate moments or whatever. This is a song that I feel like balances this record in a beautiful way because you have all these things that you're saying that are true about God. They're these big statements about who God is and what we're going to surrender our lives to him. And but then you have this song that is just so brutally honest and raw and going, I can bring you all of my fears, all of my questions, all of my doubts, and you're cool with it.
Yeah. What's the lyric on the chorus?
I stop all negotiations with the God of all creation.
Wow.
You're bigger than I thought you were. You know, I throw all my cares before you. My doubts and fears don't scare you. Mm-hmm. And I think for this generation, especially after being out on tour this fall, meeting so many people and hearing stories, people need permission to be real with God.
Wow.
And they need permission to say, I'm not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have questions and I have doubts and I have things that are hidden that I'm scared of. And to have a song that says for God just to with big open arms and go, I love you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. Please just come to me. Mm-hmm. And wow, it's amazing. I think it's going to be a powerful song for people. It has been for me already, I know.
You know, one of the things that I've been thinking God's been stirring in my life is this idea of following God. And as we're going to follow you anywhere, like I said, that song just happened like so quick and all of that. But then we started to tweak the bridge and these lines of the bridge, actually, it's like this is, we're putting our money where our mouth is, you know, to say to God, wherever you lead me, whatever it would cost me. But then it says, all I want is you. And I've noticed this in the last year and a half or so, when I look at the way Jesus calls the disciples, you know, when you think about him on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and, you know, speaking from Peter's boat, and he looks at Peter, you know, he displays his power to these guys, and they realize they're in the presence of God.
Yeah.
And they say, get away from me, Lord. Like, I don't even deserve to be around you. And what Jesus, the invitation he offers him, he says, come and follow me. That's our call. Mm-hmm. That's the call of God for every single one of us, is to come and follow Jesus. And then he gives him an assignment. He says, and I'll make you fishers of men.
Yeah. Mm.
And I just love it because I think so often, I know for me, I'm just going to speak personally, but I really think it's a thing in our culture, even in our church culture, we're saying, what's my assignment? Give me my assignment. I'm chasing my job. I'm chasing my thing. Like, this is my lane, you know, whatever the thing is, but God doesn't promise, like, God's not calling you to this or to that. He's calling you to himself.
Yeah.
And he's saying, follow me.
That's good.
And so I think the more we've been singing this song and I just, man, I hope and I'm praying that, you know, people will see that and they'll just run hard after Jesus. And then what's awesome is Jesus promises an assignment. You know, he promises a place in the story. Mm-hmm. And I know he'll give us that throughout our lives. And that's beautiful. He had a specific one for Peter. Mm-hmm. And so I believe he has a specific one for me and for all of us too.
That's right.
I think for me, the one that's really hitting me the hardest and just really that I'm even having to say, like, can I sing this right now, is Fade Away. Mm-hmm. Because it's such a song of surrender and of saying, not my will, but yours, mm-hmm. really and truly. I mean, the chorus says, if you're not in it, then I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Let all else fade mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Let all else fade away. And yeah. it's a lot of even what Brett's saying, yep. but yeah. it's just this whole idea of, like, wherever God is taking me, that's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. But really and truly, most of my life is, no, I kind of want to go over here, but I think maybe God's taking me over there. And it's just, am I willing to say that? Can yeah. I say that I want everything else to fade away? What I think is important, what the world says is important, that really and truly at the end of the day, what matters most is Jesus. And for me, this song really just, it encapsulates what passion is about. Isaiah 26:8. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your truth.
Yeah.
We eagerly wait for you, for your name and renown is the desire of our souls. The bridge says your name is the only name that matters. Yeah. Your heart is all that I desire. Not my will, but yours alone forever. Yeah. And that's what passion's about. It's about saying, I don't really matter here. At the end of the day, I matter because I'm a part of a bigger story.
Yeah.
I'm a part of what God is doing, and His name will last forever. His name is an eternal flame that will shine for all eternity.
Yeah, that's powerful.
And so at the end of the day, if you're not in it, then I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And can I really say that? And that's something that I really do have to say every day. It helps remember when I'm in my car, if I'm, you know, driving to work or driving to church in the morning, can I really say, Jesus, whatever you have yeah. today, yeah. I just want to be there. And I don't matter in this equation. Your name and your fame is yeah. all that matters. Have your
way. I think when the church sings truth, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than just singing any other song.
Yeah.
And knowing that there's truth written into these songs, what's something that you're excited that the church is going to be singing from this album?
Yeah, well, it's hard to pick one. We're so excited about singing all of them. But, you know, I think an important thing when you think about these songs of faith and songs of worship, it's to lift your eyes above yourself mm-hmm. and to sing about the greatness of God. And in More to Come, in this song, it helps us remember who God is, you know, that He's a giant slayer, you know, mm-hmm. that He has power.
Yeah.
And, you know, the chorus says, God, how great you are and mm-hmm. great things you have done. And I love it because it gets me out of myself and my world and all those things and begins to lift up my eyes to see how great God really, really is.
Yeah.
But I love it because then if you can remember the faithfulness of God, it will give you, it will propel you into the future.
Yeah.
And to say, I have a hope for today, and mm-hmm. I have a hope for tomorrow. And I love it because it begins, when we begin to lift our eyes towards Jesus, it begins to pull us up.
Yeah.
And it begins to build faith inside of our hearts. Yeah. And we can take on whatever today has and whatever mm-hmm. tomorrow has with each day.
The realization of God's faithfulness in the past is the catalyst for our confidence of God's faithfulness in the future.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think maybe the greatest truth that we can sing about is that God made a way for people, you
yeah.
know, to be saved.
Yeah.
We can yep. sing about the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, that's a high value.
Yeah.
When we're thinking about a record or we're thinking about even just a set of songs at church, we always want to sing about the cross.
Yeah.
Because the cross is where God displayed His heart. He mm-hmm. said, this is who I am. I'm a God who sacrifices my own son mm-hmm. to redeem people that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so Behold the Lamb is the story of the cross. It's the story of our redemption.
Yeah.
But like Brett is saying, it's not just for us. Sure, like I've been redeemed and I've been saved and I thank God for it every day because He knows more than anybody that I need it
yeah.
every day.
Yeah.
But what does that do? Man, that just sparks worship in me
mm.
to go, oh God, you're so good. You're so good. Mm-hmm. Like His forgiveness is so good. Mm-hmm. So behold the Lamb, mm-hmm. you know, endless hallelujahs to your holy name.
Like yeah.
I will never stop singing. I'll never run out of reasons to yeah. sing. That's what the cross does. Louis says it beautifully. He says, when the weight of the gospel comes down, worship goes up.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
And so when we see the cross, really see the cross, and I mean like a wisdom and revelation, spirit of wisdom and revelation, see the cross, worship follows that.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about Passion's latest music and live gatherings, be sure to check out passionmusic.com. And if you want to hear the new album, Follow You Anywhere, It's available now in Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever else you stream your music. Today's episode of the Passion Podcast was produced by myself, with engineering by Paul Whittinghill. If you're a fan of this podcast, you can help us out by subscribing and writing us a review. And as always, thanks for listening to the Passion Podcast.